Well, thank you, Marshall Bailey. I'm Cindy Talley, and on the phone with me today, we have Mark Bellette and Luke Clayton.
Luke, you are such a lucky man. I tell you, nobody has a better life than you. Today, you're calling in, and you're with Mark again, and I understand you were very successful in your hunt, and now comes one of the best parts, and that's cooking. How about if you two tell me your favorite recipes for Axis deer?
Well, we do have a nice, actually an Axis doe that we've quartered up and cut up some steaks. We've got it ready to go. And our guest is Mark Bellette, B&C Outfitters down in Texas. Has got a neat hunting ranch down there. Mark, I think what we've got right here with this Axis meat is some of the very best food that you can get from the wild. What do you think?
I agree, Luke. This Axis is hard to beat.
You can't beat it. What is a... Well, it's just, there's many ways to cook it. You don't have to, there's not to knock a good chicken fried steak. That's good, too, but there's other ways. How about you make some of the best fajitas in that big old wok that you got over there that I've ever eaten? That's a pretty simple and healthy way to eat, isn't it?
It is. I love to grill meat, but the fajitas, you know, sometimes it's just a little faster of a item to cook and easy, a quick marinade, and put them on the wok with the vegetables. Just some of the best fajitas I've ever had.
Well, let's walk our listeners through this the way you do it. Do you necessarily you marinate it for what, overnight or a few hours anyway?
Well, normally I get the 5-minute marinades and leave them in there. I try to a couple hours. Teriyaki is one of my favorite marinades, and I usually go ahead and cut them into the fajita strips first before I marinate them. And then use the fajita seasoning along with it and cook them that way.
I know a lot of times when we've made them together, we'll take a few strips of bacon and dice that up real finely and put it in the wok first. We use a big plow disc. You made me one years ago. I still use it a lot. It's about a 30-inch plow disc that's made a big wok. You know, you've welded the hole up, put a couple of horseshoes on the handle, and it'll cook enough fajitas for... We fed 20 people at one time with those things, Mark, you know?
That's right.
But the bacon adds a little something. If you put a little bacon in there and then some olive oil, that's the way that you and I usually make it, and most people enjoy that, you know?
It's very good, and being such a lean meat, that little bit of extra helps in there, the bacon and the olive oil, and just a little extra flavor, too. It's a great recipe.
It is, Mark. And then you can put your flour tortillas around the outside of that fajita mixture there in the middle, and you're ready to go. You don't have any cleanup to speak of. Wraps, you make, you know, the wraps, too, that's very tasty, Mark.
I do. Two other grilling recipes I really enjoy are just to the steak with the jalapeno and sometimes even a cube of cheese. Roll them up and with a piece of bacon around them and cook them over a grill. On the axis like this dough here, bacon wrap back straps, like a filet mignon, they're fantastic.
You cannot beat them. I tell you what, I can hardly wait till we fire up the grill here. I'm ready for this. But Mark, you know, the last week you went over how much fun it is hunting in the summer, the opportunities that many people miss by thinking they just hunt in, you know, the rut for the whitetail, November, December. We talked about last year, these Axis bucks are in full rut right now. So it's down at throughout much of Texas and a lot of places where the Axis deer are numerous. I mean, the rut's going on right now. It's time to do like we did, get out and do some hunting, isn't it?
Right. We can get our second round of hunting and some more cooking in the middle of the summer.
You bet. It's a win-win situation. Let's do this, Mark. How about leaving the website for people to look at your ranch and then leave a phone number if people need to know more information about summer hunting or Axis deer or whatever. I know you'll fill them in. So how do they contact you?
Right. I'd be glad to talk to anybody. EastTexasExotics.com, and it's B&C Outfitters. My phone number is 936-544-0882.
That's B&C Outfitters, and it's a fun place to be for sure. Let's get that grill fired up and fix some supper. What do you say?
That's good. I'm ready.
Support for High Plains Outdoors comes from the following sponsors: the Dallas Safari Club, Sniper Hog Lights, Hoffpower Polaris, and Texas Motor Cars. Since 1972, the Dallas Safari Club has been the gathering point for hunters, conservationists, and wildlife enthusiasts. You can find out more about the Dallas Safari Club online at biggame.org. Sniper Hog Lights, maker of hunting lights for bows, crossbows, rifles, and shotguns. You can find them online at sniperhoglights.com. Hoffpower Polaris also supports High Plains Outdoors. Located in Goldwaith, Texas, Hoffpower Polaris offers a full line of Polaris off-road vehicles. Their website is hpolaris.com. And Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, a family-owned business for over 50 years specializing in online buying and selling of cars and trucks. Texas Motor Cars can give you a quote on the value of your vehicle using information and photos you upload. More information at texasmotorcars.com.